AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Guilty verdicts in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani joins us live from the Pentagon.
Tim, as expected, a Boston jury has found Johar Tsarnaev guilty on all 30 counts. 17 of them make him eligible for death, including the use of a weapon of mass destruction. The next step is the penalty phase, where the jury will decide whether the 21-year-old should be executed. Former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin says the plan all along for the defense has been to concede guilt, but convince the jury to spare Tsarnaev's life.
They only need one vote to win.
Durkin says he'd be surprised if Tsarnaev himself takes the stand during that phase, Tim.
That's Sagar Magani with us live from the Pentagon. A white South Carolina police officer who claimed he killed an unarmed black motorist in self-defense has been fired a day after the release of a video showing Officer Michael Slager firing 8 shots at Walter Scott's back as he ran away. North Charleston Police Chief Eddie Driggers.
I have watched the video. And I was sickened by what I saw.
Mayor Keith Summey says Slager, who has been charged with murder, has also been fired.
He is terminated. He is no longer here.
A state agency is investigating the shooting. The FBI and Justice Department Civil Rights Division are also investigating. An Afghan soldier opened fire on several U.S. soldiers in the city of Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan today, killing an American soldier, wounding others before he was shot dead. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the attack shows Afghanistan remains a dangerous place.
While we have made substantial progress by supporting the Afghan security forces and building up the capacity of those forces and building up the strength of the central government, our men and women who are serving in Afghanistan are continuing to take a risk in service to this country.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10. This is AP Radio News. President Obama's eldest daughter has been learning to drive, but the lessons are not from the usual instructors.
Some teens get lessons from mom and dad, others from a licensed instructor. But 16-year-old Malia Obama's dad hasn't been behind the wheel for a while, what with his Secret Service detail and all.
They don't let me drive much these days.
Which is why First Lady Michelle Obama's now revealed Malia's getting her driving instruction from the Secret Service. In an interview with talk show host Rachel Ray, Mrs. Obama says learning how to drive, even from elite bodyguards, helps Malia feel more like her teenage friends and gives her a sense of normalcy. Mark Smith at the White House.
Scientists from SMU help a Dallas zookeeper and his 5-year-old son excavate a dinosaur fossil they found behind a grocery store. Dallas Morning News reports that Tim Bryce and his son Wiley are after what paleontology professor believes could be a nodnosaur. That's about a pony-sized dinosaur. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.